وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We are looking at the human being and trying to figure out how we can become better human beings, and for a number of reasons. The two that could come to my mind is one, that I can live a happy, safe life in this world and also ensure my safety in the hereafter, plus make sure that people around me are safe from my evil and the bad that I hold within. To do that, to achieve that, is to go through my heart, which is the metaphorical heart, not the actual heart, which is the essence of the human being, what makes a human being human being. So we said we need to go to the doctors of the heart. Allah says, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. If you don't know, go to the people that know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, الذِّكْرُ أَنَا وَالْأَئِمَّةُ أَهْلُ الذِّكْرِ. He said, I am the dhikr in this ayah, and the people of dhikr are the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. And so if we want to fix ourselves, if we want to rectify ourselves, we have to go to the Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam. So when we ask the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam into how we can become better human beings by fixing and purifying our hearts, what we can stem from their ahadith is that we can do it into two stages. One is what we call takhalli, and one is tahalli. When you have a dirty room and you want to bring it to shape, you want to bring it to a good order, you don't come straight away and put decoration in this dirty, messy room and you try to beautify it while it has rubbish inside it and messy stuff inside it and dirt inside it. No, the first thing you do is you clean it. You remove all the rubbish. You fix up everything. You clean it up. You undust the dust or whatever there is need to be. You give it a good cleanup. Once it cleans up to shape, then you decorate it. So the first stage is that you begin with tahalli, is that you cleanse it from everything. And then tahalli, you beautify it with everything. So in the first stage is one comes to his heart and he looks at his heart and he sees, what does it have that is bad? Do I have hatred towards people? Am I stingy? Am I greedy? Do I have animosity towards people? Do I have doubts against people? Do I have this and do I have that? And then you see that wherever, whatever you have in your heart, in terms of diseases, in terms of bad vices that you have against people, you take it out, you cleanse the heart of yours, and you make it clean. That's the first step. Then on the second step, you say, okay, now I took all these things out of my heart. I need to put something in instead. So you would work on perfecting yourself. And then you bring all the Islamic knowledges and all the Islamic sciences and all the morals and all the ethics and all the good deeds. And then you start to store them and organize them in this heart. And that's how a person goes on when it comes to cleansing and working with his heart. So you have to keep in mind it's a two-process thing. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to the program for humanity. So we were saying that we need to do this two-process thing where we cleanse the heart first and then beautify it by adding the moral conducts and codes and what have you to it. And doing so is very important because all the evil that we have in this world and all the problems that we have in this world, it is a collective of deeds and collective of actions by people. So it's not just one person that creates this misery in this world. Rather, it's collective. When a person who has black, hard-hearted heart, and the heart is really black and foul in its nature, it usually attracts people like it. When they form a group, then distractions happen. Sometimes a person on his own, he can do damage, but his damage will be limited, very, very limited. But when it is a group, it becomes something else. When it becomes a system, then it becomes hard. Fir'aun in the Quran, Allah talks about a person, but in fact, it's a system, a Fir'aunic system that was at the time of Fir'aun and still exists in our time today. Yazid and Muawiyah were a system. They're not just people, they're systems of dealing with other people. So when it becomes a system of black-hearted men or women, then we're going to have a lot of problems. Then we're going to have wars. Then we're going to have an injustice and inequality happening in this world. Then we're going to see people being deprived of their rights, people sanctioned for their rights, and so on and so forth. Wars will be raised against people because of their beliefs. Wars will be raised for benefits and for selling weapons and what have you. So these diseased heart people, they will do their worst. And obviously, Shaitan is going to be their master. He's going to be in their army. And he might even lead these people. And then we have corruption in this world. And when people who have good, clean, pure hearts, when they come together and they form an army of themselves, they can do good in this world. They can fight for the sake of humanity. They can fight for the rights of people. So it all stems from their hearts. Where does their hearts lie? Is it in good or is it in bad? And that's why even we, Islamically speaking, we have the science of akhlaq, the science of ethics. So they started this topic, obviously not out of vain or just out of pure play or just, you know, out of just trying to create something, let's say, fancy. No, on the contrary, there's a problem that needs to be fixed. That if it's not dealt with, we're going to have problems with one another. We're going to take the rights of one another. So we had to go back and rectify and fix ourselves. Inshallah, we will continue this in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.